Richard Wright was correct in that, then the quintessential blues piece has to be Taj Mahal's Cakewalk Into Town.
I had the blues so bad one time, it put my face in a permanent frown. Now I'm feeling so much better, child, I can cakewalk into town. Honey, I woke up this morning feeling so good, you know I'll be back down again. Throw your big leg up over me, mama, might not feel this good again. My baby, oh, I do love the way you should walk. When a woman gets sleepy, I love the way she breathes and talks.
Thank you. big consolation. Oh, bring me to my worried mind.
Recorded in 1969, 10 years after his discovery in Mississippi. That was Mississippi Fred McDowell, Write Me a Few of Your Lines. And before we heard Fred McDowell and kicking off the Blues Box here on KRVS this morning, we heard Taj Mahal from 1991 with one of a couple of renditions of his classic Cakewalk into Town. Again, that one from 1991 from the disc Like Never Before. Well, we just heard Fred McDowell. He was a big influence on Bonnie Raitt. She learned a bit of her blues guitar style by listening to Fred McDowell on records. Here is Bonnie Raitt from her first release on Warner Brothers Records back in 1971, a self-titled disc. Bonnie Raitt with a cover of the Robert Johnson tune Walking Blues. Thank you.
tell me, they saw you kissing someone new.
Marcia Ball from her disc Let Me Play With Your Poodle. That one came out in 1997. Marcia Ball, along with Doyle Bramhall on vocals, doing a number called How Big a Fool. And before hearing Marcia, we heard Bonnie Raitt from 1971 from her first release on Warner Brothers Records. We heard Bonnie's cover of the old Robert Johnson tune, Walking Blues. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Doyle Bramhall. We just heard him doing harmony vocals with Marcia Ball. He was a drummer for Marcia Ball's band for a while. He also was a really fine songwriter. He passed away not long ago, died of a heart attack in his early 60s, a sad loss. Here he is, Doyle Bramhall, with another one of his friends assisting him from the disc Bird Nest on the Ground. Doyle Bramhall on drums and vocals with the late Stevie Ray Vaughan on guitar.
Can't when you want me, yeah. You give a smile, I give a stare. I leave woman when you want me, yeah. You give a smile, I give a stare. I'm too sorry for you.
Had a little lamb. His face was white as snow, yeah. Everywhere the child went, the lamb was sure to go, yeah. He followed her to school one day and broke the teacher's rule. What a time did they have that day at school.
Album Texas Flood, Stevie Ray Vaughan on guitar and vocals with Mary Had a Little Lamb. Prior to hearing Stevie Ray, we heard Doyle Bramhall and Stevie Ray, again Stevie Ray on guitar playing behind Doyle Bramhall from Bramhall's disc Bird Nest on the Ground. That one came out in 1994. Doyle Bramhall on drums and vocals doing Too Sorry. Well, that last tune that we heard Stevie Ray Vaughan performing for us, Mary Had a Little Lamb, of course, based on that nursery rhyme, but it was first recorded back in the 60s by Buddy Guy under the name of School Days when he was recording for Chess Records. We're going to turn to Buddy next here on KRVS. We're going to go back to 2001 and a track from his disc Sweet Pea. Buddy Guy with She Got the Devil in Her.
Let's do it. Thank you. Another she told me, and my father told me too. Yes, I'm standing there looking. Watch that southern whistle blow. Well, she didn't get the southern. Lord, where did the woman go? I don't know, man.
Muddy Waters, Johnny Winter in the background. Also, Johnny Winter produced these sessions. This is from the album King Bee, which was Muddy Waters' last studio album. The album was most of the recordings from 1980 and some from were outtakes from 1977's Hard Again sessions. Muddy Waters was to pass away in about 3 years after this. He had had health problems, and after this this particular disc, his band basically fell apart because they had to go. They weren't working enough at the time. They weren't touring enough because of Muddy's health issues. So they ended up, some of them broke off and formed the legendary blues band. That tune, of course, was an old Jesse Fuller tune. Fuller was originally from Georgia. Fuller ended up going out to San Francisco. He's best known for his San Francisco Bay Blues. This tune, of course, Mean Old Frisco Blues. Before we heard Muddy Waters, we heard Buddy Guy from the disc Sweet Tea. Buddy Guy doing a number called She Got the Devil in Her. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now we're going to take a quick look at some of the music going on around the area. Tonight, Tiff Lampson and Company, as well as The Reservation, will be performing at Blue Moon Saloon. Shane Vanacore and the Blues Intruders play the Backstage Bar and Grill tonight. Walter Jr. will be at Imonelli. Steve Caron is in town. Steve, of course, a keyboardist and vocalist. He's having a CD release party tonight at Artmosphere. Also this evening, Aggressive Folk Show at Bisbano's. Lerone Rubin will play Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow night. Greg Wright will be performing tonight at the station in Broussard. And tomorrow morning, Dickie Doo and the Zydeco crew play for Zydeco Breakfast at the Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow evening, Justin Rutley will be at Bisbano's. Lily Brave, the It's, Matthew, and Matthew McElveen will be at Artmosphere. And also tomorrow evening, Kevin Nockham will be at Randall's. Lafayette Rhythm Devils will be performing at Liberty Theater in Eunice. And let me see, Amy LaVere and Steve Caron play tomorrow night at the Feed and Seed. Quail Manifold will be at Backstage Bar and Grill. Junior A-Bear and the Maurice Playboys play La Poussière and Brew Bridge tomorrow night. And just about every Saturday afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville. Also tomorrow night, the New Orleans Suspects play Grand Street Dance Hall. GTO will be at Route 92 in Youngsville. Voiceless Thunder, Nobody Panic, Project Kitchen Band, and The Interrupts will all be at Wild Salmon. And let me see what else we have. Number of Christmas events taking place. Also tomorrow night, Michael Juan Nunez will be playing at the Richard Sale Barn in Abbeville. It's located on South Henry Street. Doors open at 6 p.m. And it's going to be an interesting concert. There's limited seating, but it's for filming for the program Go Coast, Louisiana television film that, well, filming for that TV show. And the show seeks to promote Louisiana's coastal culture and endangered wetlands and also to advance tourism in Louisiana. And again, showtime for Michael Juan Nunez tomorrow night at the Richard Sale Barn, 6 p.m. If you would like ticket information, you can call 893-5760 or email lebayou@bellsouth.net. And also on Saturday, Pillars of Hope is having their ninth annual Christmas ball. That's taking place at the Dupuy Recreation Center. Tomorrow night, doors open at 8 p.m. And the Pillars of Hope is a nonprofit organization that seeks to provide toys and food for individuals and families that are less fortunate than a lot of us. So that taking place on Saturday night. Then on Sunday, Reverend Charlie Patton's Medicine Show will be playing for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Teek and I will be at Cochon's. Corey Arsenault plays Randall Sunday. Major, and Brand New Bag will be at Artmosphere. The Huval Family Band plays Palm Bros and Bro Bridge. Also, Curtis Poulard and the Creole Zydeco Band will be playing Bala de Dimanche at Vermilionville Sunday afternoon. Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam at Cité des Arts. Keith Blair and Dustin Saunier play Scotty's Ice House also on Monday. Tuesday night is Songwriter's Night at Artmosphere and the night for a jazz jam at Bisbano's and also Songwriter's Night at Oasis Sports Bar. And a request for music from Sunhouse. Sunhouse, of course, one of the great Delta blues artists, one of the early great Delta blues artists as far as recordings are concerned. To some extent, he was a mentor to Robert Johnson and a number of other great Delta blues players. And he later, when he resurfaced in the 60s, taught a number of people blues, people like Rory Block and a number of others. We're going to go back to Sunhouse's first recording done in Grafton, Wisconsin, back in May of 1930. That was apparently a very interesting event, an interesting trip. I think her name was Louise Johnson. She was a pianist that was dating Charlie Patton. She was in the crew, Charlie Patton, Willie Brown, and Son House, and she was mad at, Louise was mad at Charlie Patton, so she started trying to put the make on Son House, but that's a story for another time. Son House from 1930 with Dry Spell Blues.
with the bus. Cotton is on there, Tim. Don't jump on the bicycle bus. Cotton is on there, Tim. I can't keep no women. No, 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 women.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291-1847. The website is www.orioncase.com.
When you come home, don't ever die. Look at your wife, and she begin to whine. What you gonna say? I'm gonna pray. Amen. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. That's just what I'm talking about, boys. I'm gonna say, amen. Amen. Now, when your wife tells you she don't drink, it never goes out. And when you come home, she has me sitting on the side of her couch. Now, what you gonna say? I'm gonna pray. Amen. Yes, yes, that's what I'm talking about. I'm gonna say amen. That's just what I'm talking about. I'm gonna say amen. Amen. Now, when you sit down to a poker game and begin to play poker, and the guy you play with got five aces, then you just got a joker. Now what you gonna say? I'm gonna pray. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna say amen. That's just what I'm talking about. I'm gonna say amen. Amen. Now when you ain't got no money, things look kind of fine. You try to talk to your wife, and she begin to try to whine. Now what you gonna say? I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna say amen. Amen. That's just what I'm talking about, boy. I'm gonna pray. You know what I'm gonna say? Amen. Amen. Let me hear it from me, Sonny. Your wife, and she begins to say no, what you gonna do? I'm gonna pray for her. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's just what I'm talking about. That's just what I'm talking about, boy, you know. I'm gonna say amen.
Amen. That was Ralph Willis, recorded in New York City back in 1952. He had with him on that track and a few others, actually, Sonny Terry on blues harp and Brownie McGee on guitar. And, of course, both of them assisting with that call and response. Amen. Ralph Willis was originally from Birmingham, Alabama, ended up in North Carolina. Reflective of the Piedmont style of blues, he ended up moving to New York City after a while. He was preceded, of course, here on KRV. Yes, by the legendary Sun House. We heard Sun by request. And fill that request, we went back to May of 1930 and listened to Sun House, recorded during his first sessions at the Paramount Studios in Grafton, Wisconsin, again, May of 1930. Paramount Records had some of the worst masters of that period. Unfortunately, a lot of the artists that recorded with them, when you listen to their the tracks available now, there's a lot of scratchiness, bad fidelity, and that sort of thing. And that is the case with the music of Blind Blake, at least in large part. He recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin for Paramount in December of 1930. He was one of the really, really great early recording artists, originally from, where was he from? It's believed he was from Jacksonville, Florida, and nobody knows what happened to him after Paramount Records went belly up in 1932. It's thought he went back there. There's very little history on him before and after his time in Chicago. Here is Blind Blake from, again, from 1930. Blind Blake on guitar and vocals in his great, inimitable, almost inimitable ragtime style. Blind Blake with a piece called Righteous Blues.
Listen, everybody, I'm going to sing a song. It won't be dirty and it won't be long. Oh, it's righteous. Oh, it's righteous. It's righteous. Righteous, Lord, Lord, Lord. When you want some whiskey right off the stove, go over and see Miss Sally Grove. She was righteous. It's righteous. And it's righteous. Righteous, Lord, Lord, Lord. Everybody they meet in town.
It's righteous. Oh, it's righteous.
And it's righteous. Righteous, Lord, Lord, Lord. I got a yellow gal and a brown named man. But the best I've ever had was the old Crow Jane. She's righteous. I mean, she's righteous. She's righteous. Righteous, Lord, Lord, Lord. Didn't like girls, painted his face, wear his hair all curled.
He's righteous. Oh, he's righteous.
And he's righteous. Righteous, Lord, Lord, Lord. About 52. I thought you were too old, I'm telling you, but she's righteous. She was righteous. And she was righteous. Righteous, Lord, Lord, Lord.
that is you. With them painted lips and painted eyes, we're in a bird of paradise. It all seems so wrong somehow. You're nobody's sweetheart.
Jeremiah on guitar and vocals with a number that he credits to Gus Kahn and also the great guitarist Tampa Red, Nobody's Sweetheart Now. Before we heard Paul Jeremiah here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we heard Blind Blake from December of 1930. Blake, again, doing a number called Righteous Blues. He was an incredible guitarist many, many years, actually decades later. A lot of aspiring blues and folk guitarists would latch on to some of his old 78s and say, how did this guy ever work this stuff out? He was some guitarist. We're going to turn next to another Piedmont guitarist, this time Warner Williams. Here's Warner Williams with a number that was first recorded by Little Son Joe, who was accompanied by Memphis Minnie. That was back in 1939. Later, it was popularized by Big Bill Brunzi. Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee did a version of it. It's been covered by a number of others since. Here's Warner Williams with Digging My Potatoes.
I tipped up to my window, wished I had my gun. Vines wrapped around him, he was going some. He been digging my potatoes, tramping on my vine. But I have a special place resting on my mind. While reading, I love tomatoes, used to make good wine. Reading, I love you, baby, cause you nice and you so kind. You been digging my potatoes, tramping on my vine. But I have a special place resting on my mind. My greens is solid green, my potatoes is solid red. Didn't have no kind of trouble till I caught it in my bed. You been digging my potatoes, tramping on my vine. But I have a special place resting on my mind. Thank you. in my potatoes. You've been tramping on my vine. You've been digging my potatoes, tramping on my vine. But I have a special place resting on my mind. I gave you all my money, all I had to spare. Gracious, I know I didn't want you, but you can always find him there. He been digging my potato, tramping on my vine. But I have a special place resting on my mind. A ticket out of 61. When I find my baby, well, I'm gonna check my gun, cause you've been digging my potato, tramping on my vine. But I have a special place.
Warner Williams guitar and vocals with James Summerour on blues harp on that track. Again, Digging My Potatoes. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. This program is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and also by listeners like you. We are member-supported public radio. People like you keep us on the air with annual contributions. We'd like to thank all of you out there who have supported us this year during our fundraisers or renewals or just calling in or pledging online. Without your help, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here at all. And thank you very, very much. Those of you who aren't members, we hope that you'll consider membership possibly before the end of the year. And you can always sign up securely online at our website, krvs.org. There's also late-breaking news, a list of programs that you can hear, playlist that you can look at. You can download podcasts of some of the programs and listen to them again or listen to them for the first time if you haven't heard them before. krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. That's coming up at 10:01. We'll be back at 10:06. Of course, we have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, do stay tuned for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. To take us on up to news time with NPR, we're going to turn to the Piedmont-style duet of Steephus and Wiggins from their disc Somebody Told the Truth. Here they are with Bowling Green Strut, again to take us up to news time with NPR. Thank you.
Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription